WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. According to College Station dispatchers, the intersection at Rock Prairie and Welburn will be closed this morning until 9 for work on the train tracks. A long vacant piece of commercial property along the freeway in College Station has been given more development options.
City Council approval for rezoning along the northbound service road between Raintree and Horsehaven Estates followed an hour's worth of debate. The council heard from Raintree subdivision residents opposed to removing the restrictions on building restaurants. Lori Sorrell's lived in Raintree 35 years.
It's not just the people that live within 200 feet of this. It's going to affect all of the people in Raintree. I worry about the traffic. I worry about, as there has been more and more traffic, like I said, I've lived here a long time. I've seen a lot of changes.
Councilwoman Julie Schultz says she was surprised the affected homeowners associations had not purchased the property in question.
I think in the long term, you're going to end up being okay with what's there. I don't think it's going to be the nuisance that you're expecting, and I know that the unknown is hard to imagine.
There are no plans for the property, according to the developer. The new zoning applies to half the 14 acres. The remainder along a floodplain and floodway will remain undeveloped. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is the time of year the staff of the Brazos County Appraisal District is hearing from property owners questioning valuation increases. Chief Appraiser Mark Price says one misconception is that the appraisal district is told by elected officials of the city, school districts, and county to set property values.
That couldn't be further from the truth. The mayor of College Station or city councilman or anybody else in their organization has never once come and told me, nor do they have the authority to come and tell me how to value property.
Price says property owners are invited to hear what went into setting values and how that can be changed.
We get a lot of information this time of year from property owners that come in and tell us they may know something about their property, oftentimes that we don't. Maybe they have a cracked slab or they have issues that we never know about because we never get in the property.
Brazos County has 65,000 residential properties, the majority valued between $150,000 and $250,000. And it's been a week since the announcement of a small outbreak of E. coli infection in Brazos County. Health department officials say no source has been found affecting 10 patients, including two young boys who remain in a Houston hospital. It's believed they were infected sometime between April 15th and 22nd. The health department's Dr. Eric Wilkie says they became aware due to mandatory reporting.
There are several reportable diseases that health providers are required to identify for us and feed to us. This was the regular surveillance system that worked well and worked quickly.
No additional cases have been reported since last week's initial announcement. And Mother's Day was the latest arrest in College Station for prostitution. The manager at the Motel 6 told police an Illinois woman had checked in several times over the last few weeks and suspected her of illegal activity. According to the arrest report, 27-year-old Ashley Lane Smith made an admission. She was still in jail yesterday. It's the fourth prostitution arrest involving a guest at Motel 6 in the last 2 months and the second in the last 5 days. Last week, 25-year-old Raquel Dia Bryan was arrested after police learned she'd been advertising her services online since last December. And now that we're drying out from last week's rains, something to keep an eye out for when you're outdoors is snakes. William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Department says to seek immediate medical attention for any snake bites.
Reptiles carry a lot of germs in their mouth and so on, so the doctors always suggest that you have a less than 5-year-old tetanus shot and get proper wound care for even the non-poisonous ones.
The young and elderly are particularly at risk.
If your little kids are around, always be watching them. Don't let them stick their hands where they can't see. Snakes don't usually go out after people. Usually you've got to provoke them or trap them, make them fearful, and then they'll strike.
Bell says placing ice or trying to suck out venom from a bite do more harm than good. And the Texas House takes final action today on a bill that places new limits on the powers of university regents. The bill was born out of a long-running dispute between lawmakers and University of Texas System Regents, who are considered hostile to Austin campus President Bill Powers, who's believed to be fighting to keep his job. The bill would weaken the power of regents to fire school presidents by first requiring a recommendation from the system chancellor. It also would require regents to undergo training in ethics and federal student privacy laws. Regents are appointed by the governor and confirmed by the state senate. And the future of the state's controversial Cancer Research Institute appears to be hanging on the passage of a reform bill in the State House of Representatives. State Senator Jane Nelson's bill would create an additional level of oversight to ensure that no more shady grants are awarded.
I still believe that that is one of the best things this legislature's done in past years. It will save more lives and make such a difference.
The nearly $600 million appropriated for CPRIT for 2014 to 2015 is also dependent on passage of the reform bill. WTOW News Time is 7:11. It's 62 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirnum and Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirnum and Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirnum and Flooring today.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this, it's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes, never, ever, 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 ever. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Norman G. Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Norman G. Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Norman G. Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. See them at normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and a summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Bluebell's new Italian cream cake ice cream is like sunny Tuscany. It's delizioso. Creamy vanilla ice cream with pieces of Italian cream cake, shredded coconut, roasted chopped pecans, and cream cheese icing swirl. Fabuloso. Any way you slice it.
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Hearn Supermarket in Hearn and Franklin Supermarket in Franklin.
Let's check some weather at 7:15. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Sunshine, we'll see that through the clouds today. Temperatures will be 80 to 85. The cloudiness will thicken tonight, and there could be a shower. Overnight lows are going to be 65 to 70. Some showers, some thunderstorms will have a tendency to pop up during the day tomorrow, high 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, though they will start to come to an end, low 65 to 70. Any leftover clouds on Thursday should be followed by partial sun, highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Rangers keep, Astros lose. And that's their upper management. We'll share all that with Aggie baseball and Aggie softball as well. Coming up with sports, we'll do that for you about 7:50.
Historians have discovered what is believed to be the world's first ever playground swing set.
Really?
Cool.
Photos of the crude swing were recently unearthed in the UK, built 90 years ago without sand or any soft surface below it. Toughen up, kids. The picture shows kids and grown-ups swinging dangerously high on long ropes suspended from metal poles.
As it should be.
Yeah, the equipment is believed to have been constructed in 1923 by Charles Wicksteed, who was a park owner.
Yeah, I mean, years ago, we had to, I mean, granted, we had to think about how we were going to launch out of the swing.
The ground's a lot softer in England than it is in Texas.
Yeah, well, but
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I haven't been on a swing in Great Britain, but I've been on a swing in Texas.
Well, I've flown out of swings in Texas.
Exactly, and you just land on the ground.
We generally get a lot less rain. I'm pretty sure in England the problem is if you fall down in the mud and you sink in and become a bog man, you know?
That's what I was
Maybe
thinking.
That's an exaggeration.
That's exactly where my mind went, too.
Might have been an exaggeration. So there are so many inventions out in the world that have saved mankind the pain and suffering, that have made us smarter. And then there are others that have just made the inventors rich. This morning we have a few for you.
The pet rock. Got to be on there.
The pet rock is on there, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my gosh.
The guy's name was Gary Dahl, an advertising executive from California. Figured out a way to decorate and market rocks as pets. Some models sported painted faces. Others had glued on googly eyes. And basically, many owners painted them and found ways to personalize their rocks. The pet rock debuted in 1975 for $3.95, which would be about $16 in our economy today. In just 6 months, he sold 5 million.
Gosh.
Yes, but they came with that really cool box.
And right. Where did he find all the rocks?
Well, you know. And he had that right. It was the book was humorous, a little instruction book that
right.
was pretty humorous. Buying the rocks and delivering them probably cost about 95 cents a piece, and he was charging $3.95. If it were in today's dollars, he made $56 million off of it. But
for rocks.
Yeah. Doggles.
Brilliant.
Yep.
What's a doggle?
Well, the basically Rover Ray-Bans to protect your dog or your pet's eyes from the glare of the sun.
When you're on a motorcycle, especially.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Yep. Doggles LLC sold millions of pairs to pooches at $19.90 a pop. Shielded U.S. dogs in uniform also from windblown sand, so it really did work. In Iraq, they used it for real. But, yeah, $19.90. The Magic 8-Ball. Albert Carter and Abe Bookman, who had no psychic powers other than to predict the eventual success of this thing. I mean, just goofy, right? Got that little sphere, and what they had done is they briefly marketed it as a crystal sphere, which caught Brunswick's eyes, which, after all, they're the ones who put the money behind it, and as a result, we ended up having this thing here that's alcohol, by the way, inside.
Blue alcohol.
Yep, and you turn it over, and it gives you a little, and the little die in there has 20 different answers. I don't know what an 8-ball costs, but anyway.
Wait a minute. Brunswick, like the billiard company?
Yeah.
I had no idea, and I even have one.
Yep, absolutely. The plastic wishbone. Who would have guessed the world was waiting for a revolutionary advance in plastic wishbone technology? But Ken Aroney, who is the founder and inventor of Lucky Break Wishbone Corporation, to his credit, had to fracture a lot of fractures to come up with the plastic that would break just like a bone. After all, most plastics are designed not to break, but he did.
Why do you want breakable plastic wishbones? I mean, really?
Well, because that way...
So it can end up in a landfill?
Well, but it's the idea of if let's say that you've got 4 kids at the Thanksgiving table. Everybody wants to do the wishbone
thing. I want the real bone. I don't want the plastic
bone. Or somebody's into tofurkey.
Those two. Company sells millions of these bones.
Can you put them back together?
No. You can buy four for $3.99, or you could buy 400 of them for $195.
That just seems really silly.
Oh, no, that's brilliant with a family.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, if you really wanted to do that, why not collect your bones? I know that when I was in college, at one point, I was really tempted to reconstruct a chicken skeleton from just, like, boiling a full chicken. If you can buy one with the head on at a Chinese grocery store.
You were trying to articulate a chicken.
Yes, I wanted to be a bone articulator. I was inspired by Charles Dickens. It didn't work out, but as a result, I've got a lot of wishbones at home. There's no rule that says you can't collect wishbones if you need them later.
What do you store them in? I'm just wondering.
Oh, they're just in different random places. I'm not a hoarder.
What do you mean different random places?
I've got a box with breakables, and it's got bird nests and wishbones and weird stuff like that. And, stuff I found on the ground that was shiny, and I don't know. I think I'm part raccoon.
Stuff that I found on the floor and on the ground that was shiny.
Yeah. Sometimes I pick up, like, if people drop stuff that's obviously, you know, it's like a broken... things you can use for a craft project, maybe someday.
ADD, OCD, whatever.
I don't know what I am.
A craft project. A teapot would look so much nicer if he had that piece of broken jewelry on it. Right?
No.
Billy Bob Teeth, born of a partnership between a dental student and a struggling ex-college football player.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. They have sold 15 million of these.
I do have some of those.
Yep. They also have done zombie feet sandals.
Okay, I would probably buy those.
Not bad, not bad. They've grossed $1.8 million. Gosh, I would have thought more than that. But and, of course, the champion of them all, the Snuggie. Because, after all, you're sitting there and cold, and you don't have enough sense to go get a blanket or whatever. But you see the blanket limits your hands, of course. Now, remember that actually one came out first that was called the Slanket. But they didn't have the marketing Snuggie did.
Oh.
See, and...
They couldn't make it to the nighttime channels?
When it turns cold again, right, we'll play that commercial about how you can embarrass your children by wearing a Snuggie to their football game.
Oh, I love that.
Sure.
My Snuggie, blah,
it's
blah, blah.
It's a robe turned around backwards, okay?
Yeah, that's what it is.
More than 20 million Americans purchased the Snuggie between fall of 08 and Christmas of 09 at between $10 and $20 a pop.
Well, hey, if it's comfortable.
20 million. That's a lot of zeros. Sales continue to be strong. There's Snuggies for kids, for pets, and...
I don't own one.
Nor I.
I think it says something that we own, you know, 8 Balls and Billy Bob Teeth, but we don't own Snuggies.
Well, Tom used to own a Snuggie. I asked him why he bought it. He said, well, I hoped if I bought it, they'd quit running the commercial.
Oh!
Truth.
I'm Andy Wynn with Beal Insurance, and I'm proud and excited to announce that Beal Insurance is now Beal and Wynn Insurance. Nothing has changed but the name. Our staff and our operations remain the same, and we continue to be committed to providing the best products and service available. For 66 years, we have served those in the Brazos Valley and beyond, and we look forward to continuing this family and Aggie-owned business for many years to come. For all of your business or personal insurance needs, give us a call at 268-1500. That's 268-1500. Or visit us on the web at BealInsurance.com.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Line Home Products. Line Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
Think winter's over. We're going to keep our fingers crossed we don't have a late surprise, and we probably don't, but the folks at Intercon want to remind you that energy-efficient windows work all year long, just like energy-inefficient windows cost you money all year long. You notice it in the cold weather when the winds are blowing and one room is colder than the others, or you can actually feel the air coming through the window. Obviously, that's a window that's energy inefficient. If you have a window that has a double glass and it's become kind of foggy, well, that means that glass has lost its seal. Energy inefficient. Let Intercon come out and let you know what they can do to either repair those existing windows or replace them with more efficient windows. And what they'll do is get you an estimate, and then they'll leave you alone. They will never pressure you, because that's just not the way the Oscar and Brad Beard started Intercon or the way that they run Intercon today. They want to make sure that you know what it takes to make your home efficient with windows that do the job they should.
but they're not going to ever pressure you into making the purchase. So give them a call, let them come out, kind of assess the situation, and then you make the decision for yourself. Call them at Intercon at 823-3639.
Allen Honda celebrating customer appreciation days. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2013 CRV, Crosstour, Odyssey, Pilot, or Fit. Plus, you may qualify for an additional $500 down payment from Honda toward a new CRV if you are a current owner of an 03 or newer year model of any of these manufacturers. Trade-in not required. Visit Allen Honda for details. Now's the best time to buy during the customer appreciation days at Allen Honda. Allen got your Honda.
Good morning, 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. About 83 for a high today. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10, so should be spectacular out there. 65 tonight and a 40% chance of rain. If it happens, they say mainly it'll be after 1 in the morning. Then tomorrow, a 50-50 chance of showers. 80 will be our high. It's a 30% chance of rain on Wednesday night with 67. Then we're clean and green all the way through to the end of the weekend. It looks like high temperatures will be in the middle to upper 80s all the way through Sunday with lows around 70. Right now, winds are from the south at 3, 90% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 62 out there.
Howdy. I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. I want to thank all of you who voted us best of the Brazos the past few years. We are the leading authority in the treatment of varicose veins and spider veins. You can be confident you're receiving the best and latest treatment available. Trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the venous ultrasound, and we offer free vein screenings every Friday. Call us at 696-VEIN for an appointment or check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. We accept most insurance plans, including Scott & White and Medicare. Remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In March of 2012, IRS Commissioner Douglas Shulman testified before a congressional committee. Responding to complaints that Tea Party groups are being targeted for harassment, he said there's absolutely no targeting. Last week, the IRS apologized for targeting Tea Party and conservative groups in 2012. They blamed it on low-level staffers in Ohio. But in a random act of investigative journalism, AP dug out a draft of the Inspector General's report. It reveals that senior IRS officials knew much earlier that Tea Party groups were being harassed. At a June 29, 2011 meeting, Lois Lerner, who heads the IRS division overseeing tax-exempt organizations, was told Tea Party and Patriot groups were being flagged for burdensome scrutiny. And there are now reports that conservative Jewish groups were also targeted. Some were asked about their religious views toward Israel. So in the past weeks, we've learned that secret recordings were made at Mitch McConnell's campaign office. One person involved attended a White House meeting days earlier. We've also learned America was lied to about Benghazi. Obama stood down, while our ambassador and three others were being tortured and murdered. We now learn that conservative political groups and religious groups were targeted by Obama's IRS, that senior officials knew and apparently misled Congress about what they knew and when. You know, it may be time to start addressing our president as Barack Milhouse Obama. What did he know and when did he know it?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut him down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, reaching out in more ways than ever before. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Property valuation notices have been sent, and the Brazos County Appraisal District has been getting its seasonal increase of inquiries. Chief Appraiser Mark Price says they set the values, not the taxes, on 65,000 residential properties.
We look at the sales. We look at the data we have. The last couple years, the amount of sales data has been down here as it has been, you know, throughout the state. So we have less data to work with. And if we don't have information to move values in a neighborhood, we're not going to.
In addition to not setting tax rates, Price says the appraisal district is independent of city councils, school boards, and the county commission.
As often as we tell people that, you know, you either want to listen or you don't want to listen. And it's almost 30 years now that I've been in this business. We never have run across that.
Price says they are ready to explain how they arrived at setting property values and welcome information that can change those figures. And for the second time in a four-day period, College Station police arrested someone for prostitution using Motel 6 as their base of operation. There have been four arrests from that location since March. The most recent was Mother's Day, after a motel manager told police they suspected an Illinois woman who had checked in several times over the last few weeks. 27-year-old Ashley Lane Smith admitted to the activity, according to the arrest report. Last Wednesday, a Bryan woman was arrested. That's after police learned 25-year-old Raquel Dye had been advertising online. The College Station City Council has given a developer more options for commercial land along the east side of the freeway.
Homeowners living in the Raintree subdivision off Southwest Parkway, including Mark Buckskemper, were opposed to removing the ban on building restaurants.
I bought my property and my house in relation to how all the property around it was zoned. And how come do we have to keep changing things in order to meet somebody else's goal of just making a lot of money?
Councilman James Benham was asked to help define the new zoning category that now applies to this property.
If we functionally eliminate all practical uses of land that surrounds any neighborhood in town, then we're going to functionally eliminate a significant portion of commercial real estate in town. There has to be some compromise.
The developer told the council there were no plans for the 7 acres available along the northbound freeway service road from Raintree to Horse Haven Estates. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
No additional cases of E. coli infection have been reported since a small outbreak was announced last week. Dr. Eric Wilkie of the Brazos County Health Department says proper food handling remains key.
Making sure that food's cooked to the proper temperature, make sure that the vegetables and fruits are washed after handling raw meats, make sure that your hands are washed and the surfaces are clean. You don't have to fumigate your house or, you know, pour bleach all over everything, but add, you know, copious amounts of hot water would work fine.
No source has been found that affected 10 patients, including two young boys who remain in a Houston hospital. It's believed all were infected between April 15th and 22nd. And the wild ride for the state's troubled Cancer Research Institute continues as its future is hanging on a vote in the state house. $600 million is the CPRIT appropriation for 2014 to 2015, which is riding on a transparency bill written by Senator Jane Nelson of Flower Mound.
It creates a whole additional level of oversight, a compliance officer who will ensure that the rules that we've set in place are enforced.
All seed productivity was frozen after tens of millions of dollars in questionable grants were discovered. And a top House Democrat says progress is being made on budget talks in the Texas legislature, but cautions that negotiations remain a long way from home. Representative Sylvester Turner of Houston says there have been very positive conversations between House and Senate leaders. The conference committee reviewed possible prison closures and pay raises for state judges, but didn't take up major issues such as education spending. And if you haven't seen them yet, you might be encountering snakes soon.
My yard cats, pasture cats, cornered up a copperhead 2 days ago, and then we had one out on the road in front of our pasture the next day. Pretty good size ones.
William Bowles of the Bryan Fire Department says what not to do for snake bites is as important as seeking immediate medical treatment.
Cutting and trying to suck out poison, using extreme amounts of ice to supposedly chill it down and stop the venom from moving around, which all of these old things they've tossed out and said they cause more harm than good.
Bowles says any snake bite should be checked out because of the germs carried in the mouths of all varieties. And the intersection at Rock Prairie and Welburn will be closed this morning until 9. College Station dispatchers say it's for work on the train tracks. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 62 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can tell a lot about a place by the warmth of its character, the beauty of its open spaces, and the goodness of its people. Here in the Brazos Valley, we're proud of our way of life. We believe in friendships that last, values that endure, looking out for each other, and giving something back. Since 1936, St. Joseph has touched the lives of more people in our community than any other healthcare system. It's been our passion, but it's also been our privilege. Today, we're reaching out in more ways and more places than ever before to make the good life possible in the best place on earth. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Ducked in yesterday for lunch at Amico Nave. You know, it'd been 4 days since I'd been there, so I needed to go back and eat. And so we did. Had the pesto chicken yesterday.
You see somebody about that.
Really. Yeah, it's really outstanding because, again, just the sun-dried tomatoes are fresh. The spinach is fresh. It was great. And then Jackie had the they have a deal where you get a Caesar salad and a meatball.
Oh, the Caesar salad is really good.
And the way they do it, I don't want to give it away, but you will find that the way that they do a they do a Caesar salad is different than any place I've ever seen.
It's really special.
Yeah,
it's a wedge, kind
of. Yeah, and then the meatball is like the size of a tennis ball. It is one meatball. And it's kind of fun. They do that with their spaghetti as well. But anyway, then there's the bacon shrimp Diablo, which we've talked about, which is really, really popular. The Miko 1836, which a cat had. Lots of lunch portions of the signature entrees that you'll find at a Miko Nave. And also, if you have a meeting coming up, a group, they have a private meeting room that can seat up to 45 people, and it's got its own audio and video capabilities back there if you want to do it, plus a private entrance. And so if that's something that you'd like to do, Amico Nave is located right across the street from the Shipwreck Grill, and the same folks who own the Shipwreck Grill. So stop in and see them for lunch. I think you'll really enjoy that. And again, they are open all afternoon. So
you're missing out if you don't go.
And no matter how good the food is, save room for dessert.
Oh, see, I couldn't do that yesterday. I've just done the cheesecake. Haven't had
to try the tiramisu.
Excuse me, like I'm never going back? What? Okay.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
providing home health services and hospice care with comfort and compassion. Family Home Health and Hospice.
Family Home Health and Hospice would like to recognize nurses everywhere for their service and talents, not just during National Nurses Month, but throughout the year. If you're a nurse and want to be a part of a dynamic team, call Family Home Health and Hospice.
Family Home Health and Hospice, serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding area. Call 979-846-3705. Online at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours, because no one cares like family.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Howdy, Gabe Bach here with TexAgs Radio, taking a minute for AggielandTickets.com. If you've ever felt the 12th man spirit at Kyle Field, you know it only takes one game to fall in love forever. Aggie owned and operated, AggielandTickets.com provides a marketplace for Aggies and non-Aggies to buy and sell athletic tickets and parking passes to other verified Aggies and current students at fees 20% lower than the competition. Their mission is simple at AggielandTickets.com: provide the best possible game day experience, but also keep Kyle maroon. Not a current or former student? Don't worry. AggielandTickets.com also has a general section for anyone to buy and sell tickets. Visit AggielandTickets.com today and register to win a PSA-certified Johnny Manziel autographed football. Everyone that registers will be awarded a one-time 10% off fee promo code as well. AggielandTickets.com. Aggies helping Aggies keep Kyle maroon. That's AggielandTickets.com.
Good morning. It's 7:41. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Some cloudiness has started to drift across the area. It's a sign of moisture returning to the state, and that moisture will affect the area over the next 24 to 48 hours. We should be partly sunny through the cloudiness today, 80 to 85. The clouds tonight, though, could produce a shower, 65 to 70 for the low. Showers, thunderstorms around tomorrow, high 75 to 80. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Turning partly sunny, 80 to 85 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I feel like we've got a lot of work left to do. I mean, you know, we take care of business Tuesday.
Talking about Aggie baseball, that's Coach Childress. We'll get you caught up with Aggie baseball, Aggie softball, playoffs in both the NHL and NBA, and more, all with sports, and we'll do that for you here in about 10.
Okay, I'm not sure what to think about this. A Saudi Arabian man was arrested upon arrival at Detroit's Metropolitan Airport yesterday. You hear about it?
Yep.
I only heard the rudimentary details.
Well, it's suspicious incidents. I mean, a series of them. First, Hussein Al Brown was found to have a page missing from his passport.
And he doesn't know where it went.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, it's not like you just kind of lose it. It's not like they're loose leaf, okay?
No.
You're pretty much stitched in there.
Double stapled.
Yeah. Officers found a pressure cooker in his baggage. Now, pressure cookers, of course, were used at the Boston Marathon bombing.
Now, was he wearing checkered pants? Was he some sort of chef?
Well,
perchance?
The man will be arraigned on charges that he lied to customs agents about the pressure cooker. He was traveling with the altered passport as well. But what he did is he told agents he was visiting his nephew at the University of Toledo. And initially, he said that he brought the pressure cooker for his nephew because they're not sold in the United States.
Now that's bunk.
Right. Well, he later changed his story and said his nephew already owned a U.S.-bought pressure cooker, but it was broken. Not every guy carrying a pressure cooker is doing something suspicious, though. Armed FBI agents surrounded a home of a Saudi student living in Michigan last week.
Yeah, they did.
After neighbors... You ready? Spotted him carrying the appliance outside. Oh, my God.
Probably means he caught his dinner on fire.
Well, no, actually, he made a traditional Saudi Arabian rice dish, and he was taking it to a friend's house.
But look.
FBI agent told him he needed to, quote, be more careful.
Mm. Woo!
So bring the pressure cooker out in a box.
Or put your food in a dish like people do.
Maybe so. I'm just saying now. We're to the point now where you can't have a pressure cooker in public. Mommy, what's that?
Okay.
Another social platform making users feel inadequate, according to Today.com. A survey of 7,000 U.S. American moms, 42% of the respondents said they suffer from Pinterest stress.
Pinterest stress. Get off of Pinterest.
Anxiety
then.
That they can't live up to the ideals suggested by images of domestic perfection that are posted on site. Once again, it is domestic perfection that is posted there, okay? Never think that the dish is going to end up looking like that. I mean, do the best you can, but it's your reaction to the situation, I would think, that is causing you to have that stressful situation. Willie Nelson, hippest octogenarian on earth, got an honor on Saturday from the Berklee College of Music in Boston. How do you like that? That's what the president of the college called him. They called him the hippest octogenarian on earth. Well, he surprised his fellow graduates by leading the student orchestra in a big band arrangement of his standard Nightlife. Carol King and Annie Lennox were honored at the commencement ceremonies.
And then bought everybody pizza.
Did he?
Yeah. That sounds like a cool party.
That's more of an inference than anything else.
I understand. Good news for Star Wars fans, Kat. You listening?
Yeah, I am.
Upcoming Star Wars film will be done in Great Britain.
Isn't that where they made the first one?
Yeah, they made it. I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Well, I know that parts of Tatooine were shot in like the Safox area in Tunisia.
Okay. That's not Great Britain.
No, that's not Great Britain.
I'm almost sure, though, that the soundstage was in Britain when they shot the first one.
Yeah, it says here, just like all six of the previous films, as a matter of fact, done in British studios, except some outside shots.
Well, hey.
And some of the British actors doing the parts.
I got you. You got enough money, you can send your kid to Harvard. Okay? If your kid's headed
now,
to Harvard.
Now, watch out. I've got friends at Harvard.
Here's what some of that massive tuition bill is going to. Last Thursday, Korean rapper Psy spoke at the university as part of a seminar on the economic influence of Eastern Asian culture. I mean, the Gangnam-style dude spoke at Harvard, okay?
Yes, sir.
That's what you're spending money for?
Well, didn't the president have him at some concert or something? Once the president says you're golden, you're pretty much golden,
right? Is that it?
Yeah,
I suppose that's probably right. Okay. And then there's the story of Carrie Lee Bobo. Carrie Lee Bobo, in addition to having an interesting name, apparently thought that there was a way for him to go ahead and sneak that pistol through the X-ray machines undetected at the airport.
He?
Yeah.
Mr. Bobo?
Yes, Mr. Bobo. Facing federal charges now. And not...
By the Popo.
Yeah, right, exactly. Trying to smuggle the loaded weapon on a flight from San Francisco to Europe. Now, not saying that it would have made it through, but he didn't make things any easier on himself when he decided to wrap it in aluminum foil.
Intellectual brain trust there, boy.
Of course that would make it invisible to radar. Everybody knows that.
Sharp as a marble.
I mean, golly. Why would you think there would even be any suspicion at all during the questioning? So in addition, by the way, to the foil-wrapped gun, TSA scanners also found a taser in there. During the questioning, Mr. Bobo asked that he was continuing on to, he was saying he's continuing on to Nairobi and then Amsterdam, and he'd packed the gun, quote, to protect himself from animals while he was in Kenya. And I guess it was going to tase him if he couldn't shoot him, right? So, but remember that. If you're going to try to sneak it through TSA, wrap it in tin foil, that always works well.
He's overheard as saying it didn't fit in the pressure cooker.
Yeah.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink, and toner along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Brian Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
What's your most important job as a dad? It might not be what you think. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I didn't have a father figure in my life growing up, and there are times when I actually would have welcomed being grounded or punished in some way. At least then someone would have acknowledged that I existed. Tim Sanford has touched on this issue in a great book called Losing Control and Liking It. His advice for fathers is straightforward. Our primary responsibility isn't to control our kids. It is to validate them. But what does that mean exactly? According to Sanford, it means we need to tell our children through our words and actions, you exist and you matter to me. You're good enough. You're okay. Psychologists call this the looking glass self principle. Children get their earliest, most lasting impressions of who they are from what's reflected back to them by their parents. Let's say your 4-year-old son walks in while you're reading the newspaper. Will you stop and pay attention to him? Unfortunately, many dads will just ignore their kids altogether, leading them to doubt their self-worth. Many kids misbehave and act out when this happens. They'd rather be punished than ignored. Dads, our kids need to know they're valued. Even when we have to discipline them, we're letting them know how much they mean to us. Dads should never miss an opportunity to help their child internalize this message. I'm okay. I'm good enough. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. Never run with scissors unless you're a tardy barber. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get 10% off any service over $100. Excludes tires, batteries, and oil. Discount off regular price before tax. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it too with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and Body Powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
Lincoln Motor Company is raising the standard, and Varsity Lincoln has embraced that standard with a commitment to luxury vehicle owners that is unmatched in the Brazos Valley. You're always on the move, so Varsity Lincoln offers loaner vehicles to every warranty client. Lincoln owners can also enjoy Wi-Fi in the business center, and every Lincoln receives a complimentary wash during service visits. The bar is being raised for luxury vehicle owners. Experience it for yourself at Varsity Lincoln, winner of the 2012 President's Award for Superior Customer Service.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. Aggie baseball hosts UT Pan American and the Broncos for the final home game of the 2013 campaign. The Maroon and White are 22-10 at home this season, including an 11-0 run in home midweek home games. Here's Coach Childress on what to see from the Broncos.
I know they're in the middle of the conference race and at the top, and they play four games on the weekend, but Manny does a great job, and they're going to be well coached, and it'll be a great game. Hopefully we have another great crowd like we did today.
Freshman Grayson Long will take the bump for his first start since April the 16th. Long is 3-1 with a 2.62 ERA and six home appearances, including five starts. Aggs kind of need a win to make it to the postseason, and here's Coach again on the NCAAs.
I feel like we've got a lot of work left to do. I mean, you know, we need to take care of business Tuesday and play at a high level and find a way to win, and we need to go on the road and, you know, get after Tennessee, who's fighting for their, you know, life as well. And, you know, there's a lot of work left to do for us to get to the NCAAs.
First pitch, 6:35, right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. A&M Softball Double Play Club has announced that it will sponsor free admission to the NCAA Regionals. The first 100 students that display an official Texas A&M ID at the Regionals here in College Station each day will receive free admission to the Aggie Softball Complex. The Double Elimination Regional will take place today, Friday through Sunday. First game for the Aggies is this Friday against Penn. In the NBA, the Miami Heat own a 3-1 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference semifinals. Here's LeBron James on the series.
We just try to wear teams down throughout a series and try to get better each and every game, and you know we've done that.
LeBron had 27 points, 8 assists, and 7 rebounds in the 88-65 win over the Chicago Bulls. In other NBA action, Mike Conley scored 24 points, and the Memphis Grizzlies trailed by as many as 17 before beating Oklahoma City 103-97 in overtime to take a 3-1 series lead in the Western Conference semifinals. Here's Oklahoma City star Kevin Durant.
We've been playing hard, you know, every game, every minute we've been playing hard, just not going our way, you know, so we got to get ready for game 5 and, you know, on our home floor, so it should be exciting and we're looking forward to it.
More playoff action with Brazos Christian and Woodland Christians today. The Texas Association of Private and Parochial Schools 3A semifinals will take place at the Waco ISD Field number 2 later on this morning. The two have played twice so far this season, splitting the series. The winner of this will advance to Wednesday's game at 10 o'clock at the University of Mary Hardin Baylor for the state championship. Boston Bruins will take on the New York Rangers in the NHL's Eastern Conference semifinals after both teams won Game 7s last night. The Bruins fell behind 4-1 before Patrice Bergeron provided a tying and series-winning goal in Boston's 5-4 overtime win over Toronto.
Down the right wing, drops it off for Broussard, but it's poke-checked away by Green. Broussard holds in, feeds Zuccarello, moves in deep, and scores! Mats Zuccarello! It is now 5-0 Rangers!
And Henrik Lundqvist kept the sheet blank with a 35-shot save percentage, and the Rangers won 5-0 over the Capitals. In Major League Baseball yesterday.
Fly ball, right field, way back and gone. Grand slam home run for Andy Dirks. Fourth home run of the year breaks this one wide open. 7-2 Tigers in the fourth.
And when it rains, it pours for the Stros. They lost 7-2 last night, and they also lost right-hander Bud Norris. He left the start with back spasms after just 5 innings. The Astros also had the loss of the standout second baseman Jose Altuve to a jaw injury earlier in the game. They also lost their CEO and president. George Pastelos has resigned as the president and CEO of the Astros. The team announced the decision yesterday before it opened the series with Detroit. Pastelos had been the Astros president and CEO since November of 2011. On now to the Rangers, Jonas Kasperdas and Brandon Moss hit consecutive home runs in the third inning. A.J. Griffin masked his season high with 8 strikeouts, and the Oakland Athletics beat the Texas Rangers 5-1 last night. Nolan Ryan says he let the speculation about him and the Rangers go for a few weeks because, quote, he needed to visit with owners Bob Simpson and Ray Davis to get a better understanding of his role in the front office. After being relieved of the command as the general manager, Ryan says he now has a clear idea of his role and, quote, everything is going smoothly. And finally, the Dallas Cowboys have signed running back Joseph Randall, their 5th-round pick. He shuffled their roster a little bit for undrafted free agents. Randall, who skipped his final season at Oklahoma State to enter the draft, signed a 4-year deal. The Cowboys also signed 3 players off the workout roster from rookie minicamp and released 3 other players. At your sports, I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Lincoln Motor Company is raising the standard, and Varsity Lincoln has embraced that standard with a commitment to luxury vehicle owners that is unmatched in the Brazos Valley. You're always on the move, so Varsity Lincoln offers loaner vehicles to every warranty client. Lincoln owners can also enjoy Wi-Fi in the business center, and every Lincoln receives a complimentary wash during service visits. The bar is being raised for luxury vehicle owners. Experience it for yourself at Varsity Lincoln. Winner of the 2012 President's Award for Superior Customer Service.
Spring has come, and so have the great deals from Washington County Tractor and New Holland. They've got 0% financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers or great cash discounts. There's also multiple rebates available that make this the time to buy. These offers include New Holland tractors as well as hay equipment. The WC Tractors locations in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy are fully stocked and ready to get you going this spring. Stop by one of the WC Tractor locations to see for yourself. Check them out on the web at wctractor.com.
Hurry to Subway for the new $3.66 Select. This April, it's the mouth-watering Black Forest Ham. It's loaded up with all the crunchy veggies you like on your choice of freshly baked bread, like 9-grain wheat. Even try it fresh toasted with melty cheese and honey mustard, and it's still just $3. Get the Black Forest Ham $3 6-inch Select this April only as one of our April featured values. The newest way to enjoy Subway every day. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax, prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you by Dr. Drew Johnson, Chiropractic Clinic. Give him a call at 268-